MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Time for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill. We're getting closer and closer to spring training and hopefully warmer weather.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting ready for spring right here this weekend here in our area. Andy, we're going to resolve our little debate or dispute we had on the coverage of Truck Day in just a couple of moments here on the podcast. Folks, hang on for that. But first up, Andy, some big names returning to the, or name returning to the Red Sox.
Well, certainly that is the case, but unfortunately, it's not a big name that's going to be producing stats on the field. But it's former Red Sox GM Theo Epstein. He's returned to the organization as part owner and advisor of the Fenway Sports Group. Epstein will not be making any personnel decisions, but he will be there to bounce things off, as they say, in the background.
All right, Andy, I was just taking a sip of coffee. No, we won't start over on this one. Okay, now, what else do you have for us, Andy?
Well, ESPN and Baseball America both placed the Red Sox with the 13th best farm system in baseball, so obviously there's some work to be done in the minor league system to hopefully bring more prospects up to the big leagues.
Yeah, 13 is not bad, Andy, and there are a lot of teams now. Come on, it's at the top, right?
Well, it's right in the middle.
All right. I agree. Hey, speaking of diversions from playing the game on the field, the Red Sox have another one this week, right?
Oh, this was an interesting announcement that came out yesterday. Netflix is developing two docuseries about the team. Red Sox will be followed from spring training right through the end of this upcoming season. Netflix says will be given access to players, coaches, executives, as films the series. That docuseries will air next year. Netflix also producing a retrospective docuseries about the 2004 Red Sox that will air later this year. So the product on the field may not be much to watch, so you can put on Netflix and go back in time to 2004, and then next year you can watch all about this exciting upcoming season that's on its way.
Who will have more viewers, Netflix or Nesson this summer? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I think I know where my bet's going to be, but
all right. All right. Well, and Netflix is worldwide. All right. Andy, Truck Day. We're going to get to this debate we've had on Truck Day for in just a moment, but tell us about Truck Day. Set us up. What happened on Truck Day on Monday?
Well, it was on Monday. Left at noon. Wally and his sister Tessie were there, and Red Sox ambassadors threw soft baseball to the few fans that were in attendance. But have you ever thought what's inside that truck that's going to make the 1,480-mile trip? Well, 20,400 baseballs, 1,100 bats, 200 batting gloves and helmets, 160 white game jerseys, 400 pairs of socks, 20 cases of bubble gum, and 60 cases of sunflower seeds.
I think they needed more socks myself. You know, when I travel, I always make sure I have plenty of socks. All right, Andy, you and I have had a debate because we've been talking about Truck Day and whether the TV stations are going to cover it big time or not so much big time. And I've been saying that they're going to cover it. And I know you were saying that they shouldn't be covering because there's not much there. But we're going to run this little audio clip right now of what happened on Boston television on Monday, on Truck Day, which was a Monday.
It's a big day. Truck Day is here for the Red Sox. It's the most exciting thing that's happened with a team all winter. 18-wheelers hauling equipment for the Sox will leave Fenway Park to embark on the 1,500-mile journey.
It is officially the unofficial start of baseball season. It is Red Sox Truck Day. The team will pack up everything.
An early sign of spring, the Red Sox equipment truck will start rolling out for spring training in just a matter of hours.
It is Red Sox Truck Day. The eye-opener's Matt Reed live outside Fenway ahead of the journey to the Sunshine State. Matt, they got this thing packed and ready to go yet?
Not yet. The show gets underway around 7 a.m. this morning, Doug. But again, for all those who celebrate, this is a must-see event every year because, again...
And thank you. It's an annual sign that spring is around the corner. It is Truck Day at Fenway Park. The Red Sox equipment truck is scheduled to leave Boston around noon and drive more than 1,400 miles to Fort Myers, Florida.
All right, Andy, that's the clip of the TV news. I think Gene Lavangie of Boston 25 summed it up. Probably the biggest news from the Red Sox this winter at the very beginning there. But Truck Day... I thought they would cover it, and basically there was a lot of stuff going on Monday, so they didn't cover it up front. I always thought they would always have the guys standing outside of Fenway Park to open up the top of the hour or bottom of the hour local news, and they didn't do that, so I think you got a win here on this one.
Yeah, I think I did, Bill, because like you said, they definitely led all the newscasts in years past with, like you said, the reporter out on the street with the truck behind and all kinds of fans lining up going crazy waiting for this truck to depart Fenway. And they used to do it like around 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, right during the morning news time. Obviously, it's been pushed back to noon, and reports a little heavy on this one. They're saying between 50 and 75 fans were in attendance. I think that was a little strong. I don't think they were. There might have been maybe a dozen or so, but other than that, it might have been Red Sox employees coming down from the front office to cheer and wave at the truck to make it look like there was more of a crowd. But Truck Day has definitely lost its luster.
Yeah, and they also blew it on Monday because they could have had all those Newton students down there on Truck Day, but they had to go back to school on Monday because the teacher strike was over. So that,
That was added to the numbers.
Yeah, that was leading the news that morning. Okay, so enough on Truck Day. It's done. It's over. It's already down in Florida, I'm sure. Andy, where else? Where are we going to Major League Baseball right now?
Yeah. Sure, we can do that. All right. Royals have signed shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. to an 11-year, $288.8 million contract extension. That's the largest contract in franchise history. The Astros ponied up some more money this week, signing second baseman Jose Altuve to a 5-year, $125 million contract extension. The Orioles added a big arm to their rotation by acquiring Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers for two prospects and the 34th overall pick in this year's draft. Burnes went 10-8 last year with a 3.39 ERA, 200 strikeouts, and nearly 194 innings. Burnes won the NL Cy Young Award in 2021 when he had a 2.43 ERA, striking out 234 batters in 167 innings. Three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw is set to play another season for the only franchise he's ever known. The 35-year-old signed a one-year deal with the Dodgers that includes a player option for 2025. He's still recovering from off-season shoulder surgery. He's expected to miss at least half of the season. And former Red Sox pitcher Ryan Brazier has signed a 2-year, $9 million contract with the Dodgers.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Andy, I got to tell you one thing. You mentioned all these players and so on. I watched the Hill movie last night. Regarding Ricky Hill, the prospect, many years ago, with good movie. It's speaking of Netflix, it is on Netflix, so it's not a bad movie. So I advise baseball fans to take a view of that one.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that myself, Bill. Thanks
yep.
for the recommendation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else to share with us here?
Well, donations have continued to pour in to replace a destroyed Jackie Robinson statue in Wichita, Kansas. Total raised through the online fundraiser has surpassed $180,000, which is much more than the estimated $75,000 needed to replace the bronze statue that was cut down to its base, leaving only the feet at the park where a youth league called League 42 plays their games. Police are still searching for those responsible. Robinson, of course, broke Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947, playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Andy, here's the big question from me to you regarding this year's team. What will Theo Epstein be doing for the Red Sox this year?
Well, I think he'll be pulling the strings of the puppet, Mr. Craig Breslow, in the front office. I mean, obviously, Breslow and Epstein go way back. They're both Yale graduates. They both work together in the front office for the Cubs, so I'm sure any moves that Breslow's going to make, he's going to throw it by Theo and get his opinions on it, what he should do, shouldn't do. I guess it can't hurt to have an advisor like Theo in the front office with a first-time head of baseball ops in Breslow. So I see it as a plus move, and hopefully they can start to turn things around a bit.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. All right, Andy, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, Bill.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.